Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. The search continues for missing Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts.
It's now been 3 weeks since 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts was last seen in Brooklyn, Iowa, sparking a statewide hunt for clues, calls for tips, and reward that Crime Stopper says has soared to $313,000, a record. Tibbetts' aunt posting to Facebook a video of Molly at a high school faith event 4 years ago, talking about prayer.
I prayed.
Millions of people across Iowa and the nation praying for Molly's safe return. Investigators have the latest briefing scheduled for tomorrow. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier is not backing down. He's in a close Republican primary race for governor with opponent Chris Kobach. Kobach is leading by only 191 votes, but Collier says there are other ballots that also need to be counted.
We're going to be waiting to see how this all comes together, and we're hopeful. And to be honest, we're very optimistic that those votes will continue to come in on our side.
A 39-year-old mother reports a child victim being sexually battered by a suspect after a medical examination of the child. The 25-year-old male suspect was arrested late Tuesday afternoon near Lincoln and Emporia in South Wichita. And the suspect and the victim were both interviewed by investigators from the Exploited and Missing Child Unit. The man was booked into jail on a charge of rape of a child 13 and under. A man from Lawrence, Kansas, who molested a girl beginning when she was 7 years old, was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years.
68-year-old Clinton Laying was sentenced Tuesday for aggravated indecent liberties with a child for crimes that occurred in 2015 and 16. Before a plea deal, he faced four charges, including rape. Prosecutor Alice Walker read letters from the victim and her mother, who both said they wanted him to serve a long sentence to pay for the pain he caused. Laying's attorney said his client was remorseful. He registered as a sex offender following the guilty plea. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Republican congressman is charged with insider trading and fraud, and he says he's going to fight back.
Congressman Chris Collins, a Republican from upstate New York, accused of passing on information to his son that a company they were invested in, Innate, may be about to lose money because a drug the company developed didn't perform well in a medical trial. But Collins says
the charges that have been levied against me are meritless.
Collins staying on the ballot for the upcoming midterm election.
I look forward to being fully vindicated and exonerated.
The indictment charges Collins, his son, and the father of his son's fiance with conspiracy, fraud, and making false statements to the FBI. All three have pleaded not guilty. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A Stanford University swimmer convicted of rape, whose trial outcome became a national story and forced a recall election of the judge who sentenced him, has been denied a new trial.
An appeals court in California says Brock Turner cannot have a new trial and that his conviction stands. After Turner assaulted an intoxicated woman outside of a frat party at Stanford a couple years ago, the victim wrote an impact statement that went viral. The judge in his case, Aaron Persky, sentenced Turner to 6 months in jail, even though prosecutors asked for 6 years. He was out in 3 months, and Santa Clara County voters recalled Judge Persky. Turner's lawyer had argued he deserved a new trial because he wanted sexual contact while fully clothed. The victim, however, was not fully clothed. The appeals court ruling means Turner also needs to remain registered as a sex offender. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Mostly clear in Wichita as we get the day started. Sunny up to 92 for the high this afternoon. Now, we could see a few pop-up thunderstorms, but most of those should be to our east. Tonight's low near 70. Scattered storms develop tomorrow as the system moves our way. Friday's high, 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 69 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. That means it's time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Now, split between Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, it's kind of getting nasty.
Mrs. Angelina Jolie Pitt would like to go back to being a Ms. According to a court document, Jolie Pitt's lawyers teaming up with Brad Pitt's legal team in order for the divorce to be all settled by the end of 2018. But the couple still reportedly has some things to iron out. Jolie Pitt's court filing saying Brad Pitt, quote, has paid no meaningful child support since the two separated, and she's trying to get a court order to get retroactive payments from him. A source who wishes to remain anonymous telling USA Today Pitt has paid support. Lawyers for Pitt and Jolie didn't respond to requests for comment. Jacqueline Carl, Fox News.
Lindsay Lohan under fire for saying the Me Too movement makes women look weak.
In an interview with British newspaper The Times discussing the Me Too movement, actress Lindsay Lohan suggested ladies speaking out about sexual misconduct makes them appear fragile, explaining, quote, I'm going to really hate myself for saying this, but I think by women speaking against all these things, it makes them look weak when they are very strong women. While the 32-year-old says she's supportive of women, she adds, some come forward for the attention. Some readers understand her opinion. Critics are slamming the star's remarks, calling them unnecessary. Others defending survivors, tweeting, speaking out about an abuser takes a great deal of strength. Lohan sparked controversy again last fall, defending accused film producer Harvey Weinstein. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A former Friends star making his way back to TV, and the new show takes a stab at unifying us all.
I'm Michelle Polino. It was NBC's turn at the Television Critics Association press tour, and the network is making must-see TV all over again, bringing back former Friends star David Schwimmer to appear on Will and Grace as a new love interest for Deborah Messing's character. Schwimmer will play opposite Messing's Grace on the sitcom Revival back October 4th, and he's not the only celeb making an appearance in the celebrated revival. Alec Baldwin, Chelsea Handler, and Mary McCormack stop by. Friends and Will and Grace were together for NBC's powerful must-see lineup in the 90s through the early 2000s. NBC has given a green light to the legal drama Adversaries, starring The Good Wife alum Archie Punjabi. According to The Wrap, it centers on a successful L.A. attorney who leaves her comfortable coastal bubble to practice law in America's heartland, her home state of Wisconsin. She's forced to confront preconceived stereotypes and realizes there's more that unites us than divides us. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
Seven-time Grammy winner Carrie Underwood sharing some big news.
Carrie Underwood and husband Mike Fisher could be doing a lot more of this soon. That is when baby number two comes. The country superstar in a tweeted video talking tour dates for her album Cry Pretty, due out in September, explaining why she doesn't hit the road till May.
Mike and Isaiah and I are absolutely over the moon and excited to be adding another little fish to our pond.
Son Isaiah is three. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Children are fish?
Yeah, you're intrigued by that, weren't you?
Yeah, where's Ripley's Believe It or Not?
By the way, Carrie Underwood's tour will be coming to Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita, Kansas in September.
How about that?
Not September this year, September 2019. They've already booked it. 13 months from now. So there you go. Circle that on your calendar that you don't own yet. Carrie Underwood's coming here in September 2019. Pink's health woes continue. She is absent from the stage right now.
What about us? What about all the times you said you had the
Pink
answer?
Has postponed a fourth show in Australia, but she's on the mend and promising to be back on stage Saturday after suffering from a stomach virus. Her Beautiful Trauma World Tour's first concert in Sydney, scheduled for last Friday, was canceled on doctor's orders. Somehow, Pink battled through the Saturday night show. Promoter Live Nation saying the singer was admitted to a hospital on Sunday, suffering from dehydration, was discharged only to be readmitted after being diagnosed with a gastric virus hours before her Monday concert was supposed to start. Pink was discharged from the hospital the next day, but Tuesday night's concert still had to be canceled. Pink says Thursday's will be the fourth and last cancellation.
That's Fox's Jacqueline Carl with that report. a cheater in a very popular video game, likely going to face a judge soon.
The lawsuit against the Delaware teen for broadcasting cheats on social media in the highly popular game Fortnite will go on. A federal judge sided with North Carolina-based Epic Games to sue the 14-year-old. Epic had filed multiple lawsuits regarding the cheating, but this one has gained attention due to the teen's mother arguing that the game's license was invalid because a teenager can't enter into a contract. The judge ruled that Epic has a plausible claim for copyright infringement and other legal issues, according to the Herald Sun. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
A few things to note of this day. Actor Bernie Mac passed away 10 years ago today. He was only 50. My age. Guy had a pretty successful career in TV and movies, and passed away at the age of 50. He was having some trouble with inflammation in his tissues, and it attacked his lungs, and he went into cardiac arrest and passed away 10 years ago on this day.
Wow.
He is in a movie that I really love called Bad Santa. That movie made me laugh.
Okay.
There you go. Bernie Mac died 10 years ago today. It was 80 years ago today. The movie Four Daughters came out in Wichita movie theaters. You know the Four Daughters movie?
We got two of the Lane sisters in
got
there.
Got three of the Lane sisters.
Three of them.
Yeah, Priscilla, Rosemary, and Lola Lane. Big back in the 30s. Gail Page, Claude Rains, John Garfield.
That's an interesting movie.
Bit of a musical. Directed by Michael Curtiz just a few years before he did Casablanca. It's a well-decorated movie as well. It got nominated for Best Picture, got nominated for Best Director. John Garfield got nominated for Best Supporting Actor, one of his two Oscar nominations in his career. It lost Best Picture to You Can't Take It With You, Frank Capra. Four Daughters, celebrating its 80th anniversary today.
Interesting movie, yeah.
He was born 100 years ago on this day. The late director Robert Aldrich, Bob Aldrich, was born 100 years ago on this day. Had a nice long career in Hollywood as a director. Probably most known for Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Oh, yeah.
And Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. Also after that did Flight of the Phoenix and The Dirty Dozen and The Longest Yard.
Did The Dirty Dozen too, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Interesting career, interesting guy. Bob Aldrich, the director. He was born 100 years ago on this day. And bad ratings for the Oscars awards show in recent years. Well, they say they're making some big changes.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences are making three big changes to the Oscars telecast. In response to dropping ratings, the Academy is adding a new category to honor popular films. They're promising to keep the telecast to 3 hours. Last year it went to four and reached an all-time low of 26.5 million viewers, the lowest since 2008. Finally, it's moving the telecast earlier, February 9th, starting in 2020. Eligibility requirements for the popular film category will be on its way. Hollywood community, though, not reacting positively to the move. Rob Lowe tweeting, "The film business passed away today with the announcement of the popular film Oscar." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Hmm. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Some interesting. I mean, we'll be discussing this as we go forward.
But okay.
That's what the Academy says they're going to do to try to juice up the Oscars a little bit. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They are doing a great job serving up tasty pizza day after day,
you
Monday
bet.
Through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Just check them out. I went there on Monday night. I certainly enjoyed myself. It's right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
844 Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update with Editor Bill Roy. Talking about something new for a YMCA plan for WSU.
Okay.
On the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.